From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. While calling Ethiopia a partner on many issues and hailing the country's fight against terrorism, President Barack Obama is also urging Ethiopia's leaders to protect human rights and ensure good governance. VOA White House correspondent Ruth Pandey has more on the president's talk with the Ethiopian Prime Minister in Addis Ababa.
The deadly blast that struck a hotel in Somalia's capital just as Mr. Obama landed in Ethiopia Sunday was a reminder, the U.S. president said, of the very real threat facing the region.
Yesterday's bombing in Mogadishu reminds us that terrorist groups like Al-Shabaab offer nothing but death and destruction and have to be stopped. We've got more work to do.
It was against this security backdrop that talks between President Obama and Prime Minister Haile Mariam Desalegn took place Monday in Ethiopia's ornate National Palace. Following Monday's bilateral talks in the palace, President Obama convened a meeting with the leaders of Kenya, Uganda, Ethiopia, and the African Union in hopes of finding a path to peace. Aru Pandey, VOA News, Addis Ababa.
On Tuesday, President Obama visits the African Union's headquarters, also in Addis Ababa. Turkey has called for a meeting of its NATO allies on Tuesday to discuss threats to its security and airstrikes targeting Islamic State militants in Syria and Kurdish rebels in Iraq. Ankara made the request under Article 4 of NATO's founding treaty, which allows countries to ask for consultations when they believe territorial integrity, independence, or security is at risk. Talks will come as Turkey grapples with a wave of violence near its southern border with Syria and is ramping up the effort to fight terrorists there. On Monday, the U.S. said it is working with Turkey on an attack plan to clear Islamic State insurgents from northern Syria, a campaign that would escalate Ankara's involvement in the fight. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department says widespread human trafficking is helping fuel vast fortunes on the world economy, but leaving millions of people exploited by unscrupulous labor overseers and sex traders in virtually every country in the world. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says this report needs to be a call to action, and he urged governments to strengthen and enforce their laws.
And by issuing it, we want to bring to the public's attention the full nature and scope of a $150 billion illicit trafficking industry. We want to provide evidence and facts that will help people who are already striving to achieve reforms, to alleviate suffering, and to hold people accountable. We want to provide a strong incentive for governments at every level to do all that they can to prosecute trafficking and to shield at-risk populations.
Human trafficking has no boundaries and respects no laws, according to the report, which also said it exists in formal and informal areas of the labor market in both lawful and illicit countries, affecting skilled and unskilled workers from a spectrum of backgrounds. A terrorist attack in India's Punjab state has killed at least 10 people, which has the country stepping up its security along the border with Pakistan and sounding a high alert. Anjana Pasricha reports from New Delhi.
Police say a group of 3 to 4 heavily armed militants dressed in army fatigues came in a car, sprayed a bus with bullets, injuring several civilians, then stormed a police station in Dinanagar town in Punjab's Gurdaspur district. Police say 5 bombs were also found on rail tracks between Dinanagar and Pathankot, a town with a heavy army presence, suggesting that more attacks had been planned. Counter-terrorism officials said the gunmen belonged to Pakistan-based militant groups. New Delhi alleges these groups sneak infiltrators into Kashmir to mount terror attacks, a charge Islamabad denies. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
The U.S. envoy to the six-party talks with North Korea is meeting this week with officials to South Korea, China, and Japan to discuss restarting the long-stalled negotiations to end the communist nation's nuclear program. This is the first high-level diplomatic visit to the region since the Iran nuclear agreement was announced. After meeting with officials in Seoul, Sidney Seiler, the U.S. special envoy for the six-party talks, said the U.S. is ready to engage Pyongyang in the same way it helped broker a deal with Iran to limit its nuclear capabilities in exchange for sanctions relief. Boston's bid to host the 2024 Olympics is over. The reason? Apparently poor communication, low public support, and an active opposition group. I'm Marty Johnson in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.